Brian Taylor, thanks to Bob Jane Team Arts, the tyre and wheel specialists.
They've gone bananas!
They're on fire here!
An absolute ripper!
Boy, what about that?
Goodness gracious me! They've gone berserk! Bloody hell! Did you see that?
Oh boy! Wowee.
Time to talk to our man, Bristol. It's a busy time of year for this man, so we have been graced with his presence. Bris, welcome to the Rush, Aaron. Thank you.
Good afternoon, boys.
Bristol.
All right, our best caller getting ready for another big grand final. Bris, the vibe over here is South Australia's dropped the ball. They want nothing to do with it. Bristol, I'm flat as a pancake.
Boring.
So can you get me up and tell me how good it is in Melbourne at the moment building for this big grand final?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm not sure you're fully accepted into the comp yet, because you don't seem to be able to handle a little bit of failure. And when you're not involved, you spit the dummy out and you don't want to come good anymore. So, this is what I worry about with you guys over there. But get into the spirit. It's grand final week. If you don't barrack for one of the teams, just barrack for the game and want it to succeed. I mean, just enjoy it. I mean, it's a big week over here, and it's always great with interstate teams in Melbourne because they add colour and movement to the city. So I'm staying at a hotel in the city myself, just went for a walk before, and there's people everywhere from Western Australia here at the moment, and it adds a great dimension to grand final week, having those people wander around the streets with their colours on.
Right. Yeah. Now, I'm going to be negative. It's going to be the coldest grand final on records hitting Melbourne on Saturday, 14 degrees on grand final day. So here's my prediction. Eagles will win because they've won all three premierships in average cold conditions on the MCG, and Port at Collingwood, like the warmer conditions, they'll lose by under 5 goals. There you go, Bristol.
Well, show me the stats where it says that Collingwood like warmer conditions and West Coast like colder conditions. I've never heard so much crap. West Coast come from a warmer environment. Collingwood come from a warmer environment. I reckon it's the opposite to what you're saying. By the way, I don't know whether you've checked the weather forecast since you listened to the news a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good day now.
Right.
Well, money just going by my nostrils.
So this is a clear indication that you really have dropped off over there, really following what's happening closely.
Bristol, can I just straighten up a bit? The Brownlow medal count was boring, boring, boring. How are they going to change it going forward? Because I tell you, it was a terrible count.
Yeah, I agree with you. They've got to do something to change it. So I don't know whether you've got any ideas, but for instance, do you start the voting at round 10? I don't know. Does that take away from the tradition of it?
Yeah.
It's a really hard thing. If you're the broadcaster of that event, people are going to watch no matter what. But it's a really hard thing to make interesting, because the moment you go off script and you start to add colour to these nights, that is through entertainment or through other filmed and edited pieces, people go, they're not putting all the emphasis on the Brownlow. Yeah. It's all about the Brownlow medal. You show too many dresses in the red cup.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we showing those dresses for? It's supposed to be about the Brownlow. So you're in a no-win situation.
Roman Bryan got thrown up too. I read an article today, Bruce, suggesting that Roman Bryan should be doing the floor and the player interviews.
To try and spruce her up.
Okay, then. So you do something like that.
Yeah.
Now, they're all pretty stiff in there. How do you reckon something like that would go? I'm not sure it'd work.
Back to the footy, Bristol. Can lightning strike twice? By that I mean Mason Cox. What do you think? Can he back it up?
He played a great game earlier in the year. Look, he's only played a few games, so his performances are up and down like any young player.
But,
I tell you what, the ball was delivered well to him last week. He did learn from 2 weeks prior when they played the Eagles and lost, and he got under the fly to the ball and he looked terrible. So all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, he was running back, making contact with his opponent, pushing off, leading laterally, leading up the ground. It just looked like a totally different person to me. So he'd learnt a lot in 2 weeks. So that's a great sign. But consider this. I personally don't think that he's been subjected to real physical pressure yet. By that I mean, the only legal contest in our game where you can actually go up and really test someone out physically without being reported and legitimately is in a marking contest. So if I'm West Coast, the next high ball that comes into Mason Cox, I want someone flying from the opposite direction and just cleaning him and the pack up and test him out. How will he bounce up from that if you nail him?
Yeah, you'd like to think it'll be tested out and they won't die wondering the West Coast. All right, give us a tip, Bris. Who's going to win, Collingwood or West Coast?
I don't know. The tipping. I mean, we had 26 tipsters at the start of the year in the Age and Herald Sun.
I know.
And not one of them tipped West Coast to make the eight.
Yep.
Two of them tipped Collingwood to finish eighth. So, you know, you're asking, you know, experts who's going to win. It's like throwing darts, you blokes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to win? Okay. You want me to say Collingwood, I'll say Collingwood. Do I think Collingwood? Probably not.
Mm. Well, does Mrs. Bristol go to the grand final, BT? Yeah. Does she get a corporate box or she sits out there with the fans?
No, she gets a rails run, mate. She gets a rails run straight into the royal box and
nice.
She really enjoys it. She's very demanding on the day and very demanding in the lead-up to the whole thing, and I'm just about out of guts all of it.
All right, hence the reason we're in town at a hotel, just having a little bit of time out.
I've come to a hotel.
Yeah.
I've just can't book myself in here. I just keep trying to give myself a rest.
Yeah.
I love you, mate.
All right. Well, mate.
Good calling, buddy.
Loved your work all year, Briss, as usual. Thank you so much for all your time. The number one caller in the game. Good calling this weekend, Bristol, and thank you for everything for this year.
No worries, boys. Can I slide the invoice in now?
Oh, feel free. Yeah. Just as fat as you like, mate.
You do whatever you want.
Outstanding.
You're the number one man.
See you, boys.
See you, great man.
Oh, don't forget to pay the hotel bill, though. All right, the one and only BT on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7.